We'll start today with the Lord's Prayer and then the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Father, Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thy kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You want to see if Dave's place? You snag him, please, Tim. Tell him we're getting ready to drop the hammer, with or without him. Gentlemen, you have approval of agenda. We'll hold off until Mr. Baker. I don't think there's any changes.
Colin Florida?
No, he's 15 minutes late. Backed up in traffic on 20. No, I'm just lying. Fog delay. The fog is full.
What's fog again?
No. Somebody forgot to wake him up and tell him it was Tuesday today. Yes.
I thought it was the 19th.
We don't need a lawyer.
Administrator?
We make up our own rules.
That's right. We like to be real flexible. We're going to make up our own rules.
Well, we'll check with Kramer.
We're Sussex County. We're not like the rest of them.
Uh-oh.
Dave, you have anything on the agenda? Yeah, that's cool. No problem. There's not enough time.
No change.
I didn't think so. Okay, gentlemen, take a motion, please.
Make a motion to approve the agenda for Sussex County Council, May 6, 2008, as in printed form.
Moved and seconded, we approved agenda as printed. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. You have a copy of the minutes from April the 15th, in printed form. Any corrections or additions?
What's the date?
Being none, take a motion.
Make a motion, we approve the minutes.
Second.
Moved and seconded, we approved the minutes as printed. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Correspondence, Jim?
We have a few items. A thank you note from Travis Jones thanking council for sponsoring him and the Delaware State Police Explorers. A letter from Larry and Ruth Scala, co-chairs of the Art for Books and Bricks fundraiser for the Bridgeville Library. A letter to Mr. Jones and council thanking them for a donation toward construction of the new library. A letter from First State Community Action Director Bernice Edwards, thanking council for the support of the First State Summer Camp. A letter from George Krupanski, President CEO Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware, to Councilman Dukes, thanking for a contribution to the Georgetown Boys and Girls Club 2007-2008 Annual Fund 1 campaign. And finally, a letter from Scott Thomas of the Southern Delaware Tourism. Actually, it's an email to Chip Guy congratulating the county and the entire team that worked on the county's new website and print guide to services and events. Both resources.
Would you ask him write that, Chip?
No. As both resources represent and depict Sussex County very well. That's all.
Any other correspondence from any council? Being none, Dave, good morning.
Morning. First item I have on the agenda is regarding a recommendation from the Sussex County Land Trust regarding Ag Lands Preservation Program. And with us today, we have Ms. Wendy Baker, the President and CEO of the Sussex County Land Trust, and Mr. Milton Melendez from the State Delaware Ag Preservation Program. The Ag Preservation Program has received, and also Mr. Dennis Forney, from the Sussex County Land Trust. And the Ag Preservation Program has received applications this year from 44 farms in Sussex County, which I think is one of the most, in terms of number of Sussex County farms that they've ever received. The Land Trust has recommended the purchase of Ag Preservation easements on 5 properties from this list, and Wendy will explain. To give you a little history, since 2004, the county has participated in the purchase of development rights through this program for 2,466 acres. They have participated in this program since fiscal 2003. The first year it was offered to local governments as an option, and the county has participated each year, and it's my understanding that we're the only local government that has done so. This year, the county has budgeted $1,390,381 for open space purchases, and that funding has not been pledged as of this, as of today. So with that, I'll turn it over to Ms. Baker, and she will explain the land trust recommendation.
Good morning, gentlemen and ladies. On behalf of the Board of Trustees of Sussex County Land Trust, my name is Wendy Baker, President and CEO. This morning I'm here for several reasons. First, we'd like to thank you for your continued commitment to open space preservation and for partnering with the Land Trust to further our goals. From a private perspective, we continue to grow as an organization, collecting donations from those who believe in giving back to the community. To date, we have raised over $4 million privately. The county has pledged over $6.2 million. Together and through our partnerships, we have preserved over 5,000 acres in Sussex County. This is not an arbitrary endeavor. We developed criteria for conservation projects, which guide the actions of the Land Trust. They were developed to ensure that the Board of Trustees acts in a manner consistent with its vision, land conservation goals, and the IRS regulations governing tax deductibility. The board retains discretion over acquisition or disposition of projects and will evaluate each one on its own merit after investigating the property, its resources, its public benefit, and accordance with our mission, which is the Sussex County Land Trust is a nonprofit conservation organization dedicated to protecting natural, cultural, agricultural, and recreational resources through land preservation, stewardship, and education for today and tomorrow. Building partnerships can help to ensure success. Agreeing to participate in the Delaware Ag Preservation Matching Funds program is one of several we believe utilizes the least amount of money with the most acreage preserved. Farmland is just one of our areas of interest as identified in our mission statement. This opportunity to leverage funds matched by the federal government, the state, is the best value we have found. In reality, it has the potential to go further than ever before with the highest percentage discount in history at 68%. We could potentially preserve $3,622,475 worth of farmland in Sussex County in 2008 for a mere $1.2 million. An added benefit the board considered is that SCLT or the county does not incur any legal, administrative, or stewardship expenses related to this partnership. These are the reasons the SCLT board voted to participate in round 13 and would like the county council to support this significant opportunity. In conclusion, our immediate goal is to secure funding of $600,000 of already pledged county funds, along with the $300,000 of county current physical committed funds, and we would utilize $300,000 of SCLT privately raised funds, totaling $1.2 million for the matching program. On behalf of the board, I would like to thank you for your consideration of this request.
Questions, gentlemen? Dennis, you got anything?
No?
Good to go.
Moral support?
That's it.
Moral support. I will. Since you give me the opportunity,
come on, yeah, sir. I knew you would.
This is the most aggressive proposal that we've ever brought forward, with $300,000 out of privately raised funds and using funds that have been raised in the past or pledged in the past when the county was when times were better in Sussex. The council was wise enough to allocate money out of that so that we could make a legacy for the future. And I think now is that time. And this program gives us the greatest opportunity to preserve the most amount of land in Sussex for the least amount of money. And we don't know how much longer the federal matching program is going to be available. We don't know how much longer the state matching program will be available. It's there now, so we're proposing we get as much of it now as we possibly can. So that's why we've come in with this $1.2 million proposal that will be matched by the state and by the feds to really give us a big, significant portion of land for the county.
Any questions, Jim?
Is there a time limit on when this has to be done?
We needed to let Department of Ag know on April 30th.
Of next year?
No, this past year.
Last month.
Yeah, so there is a time limit.
So we still got plenty of time.
They've extended it for us because of your county council session.
Here we get done. Send it to when?
Today.
Dave, you have a question?
I talked to Mr. Melendez earlier, and they were planning on making a statewide announcement, correct, about the various properties. Would you like to try to address that, or?
Come on down. As I said, I have no problem with basically the program at all. My problem is with the state of Delaware and what they're trying to do to, I mean, my issues is, I'm a funding issue as far as budgetary, you know, even though I know the money is allocated, the $900,000, I have a real, you know, if they're going to take us to task between now and June the 30th, and take some part of that funding away, this 900, even though it's more bang for the buck, that's was some of the questions to you, is time-wise, you know, I know it's nice to do the Dog and Pony Show, yeah, we did this and that kind of stuff, but, you know, $900,000 is certainly, even though the private sector is, I appreciate kicking in. You know, if the state's going to take $4 or $5 million from us, we can't be real nice guys.
I
know
that
you're not your division. You're fruits and vegetables. I understand. Right, but I'm just putting it. I'm just telling you where my feeling is. That the program is no problem. The funding for future is. Good morning.
Well, good morning. My name is Milton Melendez, and I'm with the Delaware Department of Agriculture. I'm from the Land Preservation Section. We thank the Sussex County Council for your previous contributions to our program. Now, for this round, 13 set of properties, we're making our official announcements next Wednesday during our foundation meeting. We have already received the selections from Kent County, and as far as I know, Newcastle County will not be participating this year. So really, we're pretty much just waiting on Sussex County to go ahead and make their decisions. Now, I understand because of the budgeting situation that this may be a little tight for county council, and we certainly understand that. But like I said, our pre-selected date for releasing the selections will be next week. There might be something that can be worked out where, Mr. Baker suggested, maybe we can hold on to the Sussex County selections till a little later. Unfortunately, the problem with that is we won't be able to finalize our selections and make sure that we can match your funds until you let us know what properties you'll be selecting. For this year, federal funds, we have a total of $3 million, and we want to make sure that whatever commitment either any county makes, that we match that dollar for dollar. So we're essentially waiting to make our final selection until all counties
give
us theirs. I think
if they don't mess with us, that everything we're talking about today is probably not an issue.
Can we put a caveat in the motion that this is contingent upon our real estate transfer tax staying intact through June 30th?
No change in allocation.
I suppose you could, but it wouldn't be binding on the legislature.
When do we have to cut the check?
We don't actually cut them until much later.
A lot later.
Yeah,
for five properties, they have to.
Could
know,
be 6 months from now
sorry
or
about
a year.
Yeah, it could be all throughout the year, 12 months.
Yeah, it usually takes about 8 months, really, 9 months to cut the checks. But I believe the state has already set aside this money for open space preservation. So
we do understand that. I don't have you involved enough that you understand that if they take part of that transfer tax and we lose $4 or $5 million,
it affects all
possibly,
of us.
That it is a huge impact on our budget. And even though we already have the hit list, up to seven. So, you know, I mean, and it's not that, like I said, I don't think anybody up here, except for George, which you're lucky enough not to be here, but that thinks the program's a bummer. I mean, I think everybody thinks that, you know.
I'll make the motion that we approve this
one. Second.
Before he comes in.
Well, Dave, you got something?
Yeah. Too late.
Okay.
You got a motion.
Well,
hold on. Don't go too long.
Yeah, we might have to regroup anyway. So,
Mr.,
before we get going on this thing, Mr. Griffin.
We've got a motion second on the floor.
Okay. Well, I got the privilege to do anything I want, because I'm main squeeze here for a very moment. If it goes 2-2,
it's dead.
Then that motion is dead, and then we're back to square one. Is that correct?
That's correct.
It requires a supermajority.
Beg your pardon?
It requires a supermajority. It requires 4 votes.
You may want to wait until Mr. Cole gets here.
He won't support it.
Well, wait a minute. Let me understand this. We've allocated the money. We've got a program in place that says this money is set aside. It's been set aside. It's in a pool.
And you and I want a committee.
We have pretty much agreed that these particular parcels are okay. There's nothing wrong with the selection. So now I'm a little confused as to why we want to go back on our word.
I don't think we want to go back on the word. We just want to
protect our
wait until we find out how we're going to
be treated Dover.
Be treated through the General Assembly this year.
And then we'll go back on our word.
Huh?
No. And then we'll go back on our word. If we're not treated fairly, we go back on our word at that point.
I'd rather chance
that.
No.
I
don't have any problem with the money that's already committed.
Okay, this money's already been committed, right?
Yes.
Okay. And only $300,000 was for farm preservation. Is that correct? Out of the budget?
We budgeted $1,090,000, which could be used for open space or farmland preservation, whatever.
Right.
And then $300,000, which we typically dedicated towards this program.
And all this was approved in last year's budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the 08 budget, right?
Yeah, it's going back on your word if you vote against.
I don't have a problem with that. Call for the question.
Let's
go. Go for it.
Okay. We move to second. Okay. Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes. I accept the recommendation of land trust and believe we can go ahead and use those allocated funds.
Mr. Dukes?
My vote is no. I think we should wait till the General Assembly. We find out how we're going to fare there. We're in the middle of negotiations now on a number of issues with the state, and I'd feel more comfortable after July the 1st.
Mr. Ryder?
I vote yes.
I don't have to vote. I mean, it's got to be supermajority. But I have to agree with Mr. Dukes, and, you know, if somebody like to make a motion that we do that, or we can defer until next Tuesday night until you give us an answer from the Department of Ag, you know, to say, could you, we need, you know, certainly we don't want to jeopardize the funding if it's federal and all the other things, but, you know, you have to understand where we're coming from also. And I know you're the middleman, but I understand. It really does, you know, we can make a motion that it hooks to the July 1st date, or we could just defer until next week, and you could give get us some answers to Mr. Baker. It doesn't.
I roughed out a motion, and I can read that if you like.
Let's see where it shakes.
So that first motion dies for lack of a
lack of four.
Supermajority. The Sussex County Council approves the recommendation of the Sussex County Land Trust to purchase development rights from 5 property owners for 472 acres for $900,000 to be matched with a $300,000 contribution from the Sussex County Land Trust, as well as a contribution of $1.2 million each from the state and federal government. Be it further moved that the motion is contingent on the availability of federal, state, and county funds, and no change in the allocation of county realty transfer tax funding by the state of Delaware.
So that would mean that if that motion passed, you would not commit the funds until after July 1?
Or June 30?
Well, the funds would be set aside and held, and if assume we would wait till June 30 to expend the money like we've done in the past. We haven't actually paid the money out.
Right.
Usually it takes a while to settlement, and you work with the property owners and all that, and then, you know, so it's normally a number of months.
The 1.2 from the state and 1.2 from the federal.
Right. Be it further moved that the motion is contingent on the availability of federal, state, and county funds, and no change in the allocation of county realty transfer tax funding by the state of Delaware.
Will the Department of Agriculture be okay with that?
I don't believe that'll be a problem. We won't be settling on these properties till at earliest November. So even if for some reason maybe the state budget does change and you are affected by it, maybe there might be some other source where you might be able to get the additional funds from. But I don't think that'll be a problem. I think we can possibly work with that.
So moved.
So the $300,000 then that the SCLT is putting in is what we're holding of their money?
No.
It's private.
$300,000 is private. What's it saying there about the county's contribution?
$900,000.
And it did also say that from the private sector or trust, it would be three. At least that's the way I understood it.
What we're asking with the $900,000, Dale, is $300,000 that you commit each year in your budget for farm preservation, and then we're asking for already pledged funds of $600,000 from monies that you've already set aside for the land trust.
Right.
And right now...
So it's not new money. It's money that's sitting in escrow somewhere with your name on it.
That's correct. Right. In this last fiscal year, 08, you pledged a little over $1 million. So we have total unencumbered funds from Sussex County Council of $1.1 million. So we're asking for $600,000 of that to be utilized towards this program.
Can I say one more thing?
Certainly. Come on up, Dan.
We've got $1.1 million in unallocated funds that the county has put aside for open space. And our whole role as an organization is for preservation of open space in Sussex. Now, $600,000 out of that $1.1 is very aggressive, we think, and we want to add another $300,000 of privately raised funds.
Absolutely.
Mainly because we think that the time is right. Strike while the iron is hot, regardless of what happens with the realty transfer tax or anything like that. We still have an opportunity now to preserve a lot of land in Sussex County with, again, money that was set aside wisely, I think, when times were good in Sussex. So now we have an opportunity to really leverage the use of that money and get as much federal money as is available. Who knows when it's going to dry up? State money, who knows when it's going to dry up? Get it now. And I always say is, don't cut off your noses to spite your face. You have an opportunity here. Get the money while you can get it.
And can we amend that motion to say that Mr. Forney has to write an editorial saying good things about the county council to approve this?
The other point, and I could be wrong, I'll ask Milton for this, is that when the feds and the state set aside money for this program, if there's a county that does not participate in that, then the monies that are allocated, don't you take the remaining monies that aren't used, the allocated monies, and divide them up according to how much money each county puts forth?
Yes.
So, in other words, if Newcastle County is not participating in this program, then the remaining funds that are sitting there that we aren't utilizing and are using for matching go to Kent and to Sussex only. They do not go to any of the farms. So we're going to get even more of the farms preserved in Sussex County based on the fact that one is not participating.
One question. Are they preserving any farm or any farmland in Newcastle County this year? Is it part of funds?
He said no.
No. At this point, no.
Okay.
They're not participating in the program.
Okay.
So that means that now we're dividing up the rest of the pot between Kent and Sussex.
How much did Kent County allocate? Do you know? Or you can't say?
It's public record. You can say.
Okay. It's a little under $500,000 right now. I won't have any final numbers until tonight's meeting.
We got Bexar County.
Oh, okay.
So to that end,
yeah, we give 50% more, 50% of the state, but the state doesn't give us 50%. And it's a shame it doesn't work both ways, isn't it?
Get as much as you can when you can get it.
That's right.
Dennis, I won't argue with you, but I'm not arguing.
Let's vote on again.
Having said that,
come on, dude, Dad, come on.
That means that Sussex County then if we put $1.2 million towards that pot and they're only putting $500,000, then anything that's left in the kitty gets percentage-wise directed to Sussex County.
And just so council is as well aware, as Ms. Baker already mentioned, the highest discounts that we received this round have been from Sussex County.
At 68%.
So that would help us out more in terms of...
Yes.
He got no farm, he got no farmland left.
I'll second Mr. Dennis. You got a second on the motion yet?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yep. I hear Mr. Rogers.
All right, I got first and second. Mr. Phillips. Mr. Duke.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, that's it. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good story, Dennis.
Good stuff.
All right.
Great stuff.
You're lucky Cole's out here.
Thank you.
You want your papers back?
I'll watch your paper this week. You're always good to us, Dennis.
Yeah, just give me one.
Yeah, you're all right.
You stay.
No problem.
I'll get it for you.
Okay.
The next item I have is the administrator's report. The first item is